And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Car Pod DM. I am your host, Nate Williams. Full government name, Raymond. Okay, that's enough. Okay, you're right. Social, here's the last four to my... Okay, anyway. But I am joined... I am joined by the beautiful, the illustrious, the inconceivably, dare I say, thick with two C's. So I didn't know where I was going. I'm talking about my wife. I'm talking about my wife, Jen, ladies and gentlemen. Clack, 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 clack. She's currently multitasking. She is putting makeup on and... providing content to the most underrated podcast in America.
And growing a human.
And growing a baby. So she's doing three things at one time. I bring you tidings of good joy. We are exactly, I don't know, 10 if not 15 hours after our baby shower, virtual baby shower.
Yeah.
And I am elated. Jen, how do you feel?
So good. I was so tired after it. Like, I didn't expect to be that way.
Oh yeah, you were beat.
Isn't that interesting?
No, yeah, no, you were super tired. It was like 9:30. I mean, Jen's usually in bed by 9, so it was an active day.
Yep, and then I crashed.
Crashed hard. She was asleep. I took a shower last night. It was a quick shower, you know, just a splash off, if you will. And before I knew it,
very different in our house.
Okay, before I knew it, Jen was all the way asleep. I said, "You resting your eyes?" She was like, "Yeah." Gone.
Oh yeah, and I snore now. That's new.
Yeah, Jen has been snoring. I don't want to say like a grown man, but that's the best description that I can come up with. So. Jen snores like a construction worker with a deviated septum who's been eating Arby's.
Really? It's that loud?
It's loud. Jen, it's woken me up from sleep thrice last night.
It'll go away when I get a little bit, you know, less heavy with the baby.
No, I feel you. And I'm not judging you. I got earplugs right next to me, so I just got to find them. That's what I was looking around for, I think.
And you knocked something off?
I think so. I think I knocked my phone off.
Out of me.
I think I knocked my phone off. And then I think I was looking for those earplugs. But sometimes in the night they fall out, and then your snores wake me up again. And then I find them. That's what I was looking around for. And then I put them back in my ears so that I can go back to sleep. No slight to you. Jen had a fantastic idea, but we'll get to that in a second.
I did?
Yeah, you did. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. How do you feel that the shower went? I know that we said that we were related, but there's a reason why. I feel as though it went really well.
Yeah, it was so good. So we did a virtual shower so that we could invite all of our friends and family from all over the world.
Right.
And instead of them having to join in on like an awkward Zoom call.
Right.
Nate did basically our Sunday production setup, just a mini version at home.
Yeah.
With a little switcher, which switches between cameras if you don't know what a switcher is. True. I didn't know until I knew you. So, yeah, it was really good. It really turned out super, super good.
Let me break down the format for you guys. So, in an earlier podcast, I was mentioning some equipment that I had recently gotten. And there's another piece. There's another two pieces of equipment that I want to make my whole situation complete. So, just be praying, you know, reach out your hand now that I will persuade my wife. To be about it. But anyway, there was a bunch of equipment that I had, my own personal equipment. And when I got to the church, I was using that equipment. And so something that my boss, Jeremy, said was, it's like, man, you shouldn't be having to use your own equipment for this stuff. But if you are, you know, why don't you, we will recoup or like, we'll give you back the cost of the equipment. So I asked him around Christmas for the price of a lens that I was using. And Jen's old iMac computer. Those two things combined. I said, could I buy equipment for myself? Because we're using those things for the church day in and day out. And he said, sure. So with that money, I bought a lens for myself. And I also bought something called an Atom Mini Pro. And so what the Atom Mini Pro does, like Jen was saying, is that it takes multiple HDMI inputs. This is... This isn't super nerdy, but yeah. It takes multiple HDMI inputs and allows you to switch them live while streaming. So it pretty much makes your computer think, hey, this device is a webcam. No big deal. Great. So for a Zoom call or whatever, where you traditionally would use a webcam, it uses this device. And so you can have up to four devices plugged into this Atom Mini. We use the Atom switcher at church. It has eight inputs in it. So this one has four, so half of them. But you don't need that many when you're just in your living room. And I was able to have a shot on me and Jen. So one camera shot on us, one shot on us, but much wider to show like the centerpiece thing that Jen made. Did you see it on Pinterest? Where was it that you...
Yeah, Pinterest.
So it was a Pinterest thing that she designed made of balloons. It's really cool. I'd say check out our Instagram to see, you know, some behind the scenes pics of it, but there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there at all. But yeah, so the center design was really cool. And so I on the fly would switch back between those angles. And I also had my laptop hooked up to the switcher as well. So I was able to run a program called ProPresenter, which has, that's what we use at church. And it had all of like the content for the baby shower. So the way that we did it was actually pretty cool. We started off with a countdown. So 5 minute countdown to let people get in and get ready. There's some older folks that are in our family. And so it just took them a little bit of time to get in. So no big deal there. Started with a welcome. Hey everybody, how's it going? Then we went into a question and answer thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that really we just try to tackle questions that people have asked us individually over time. But we just wanted to address because we had, at least from what I understand, we had a good amount of our family that don't see us on a regular basis in front of us. Can you remember what some of those questions were?
From the Q&A?
Yeah.
Like, was this baby a surprise?
Right.
Planned?
Right. So we've gotten that question a few times. The baby was planned. It wasn't. Us yeah. bored one evening and saying, hey,
actually,
let's go.
Actually, people typically assume that it's a COVID baby.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if we've talked about that on the podcast
before. I'm not sure we have.
Like, if people get pregnant during this season, you don't know if they've been trying for 2 weeks.
Yeah, or 3 years.
Like 15 years, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you don't know, so don't just assume people got bored and tried to make a baby during COVID.
Yeah, that's wildly offensive and none of your business. But anyway, so we... put to rest those rumors because people were asking. I mean, by the thousands.
Yeah, they were.
Not the thousands at all. Just a few people were like, oh, COVID baby.
Like by the twos.
Yeah, three people.
Still.
But still. So we're saying like, no, it was planned. We talked about it when we were dating. And then soon into being married, we were like, hey, you know, me and you is great. And maybe if the family thing sounds attractive, which it does, you know, we'll start when I turn 30. And that was the plan. I turned 30 in July. And then by August,
we got pregnant.
Jim was with child. So
I said that like it was sad, but I was thinking like, man, we really were fortunate to not have to try for a long time.
I know.
It's not everybody's story. So,
and I don't mean to be crude. Once again, sorry, Will. I know you're listening. Not to be crude, but the trying part is, it is taxing. And I'm not just like... Okay, this is PG 13. I'm just gonna keep it G real.
Like a short window.
Okay,
know?
Yeah. So you have a short window of time.
Only one thing
does the
trick.
Yeah. So you got
it.
You got to.
A lot.
You got to get after it
for a very short amount of time.
Yes.
And then, yeah. Like I said, we were blessed and fortunate to just get pregnant right away. But that's not everybody's journey. So.
And some people try for months and years, but to no avail, and they. Are doing the exact same thing that me and Jen are doing,
that's
but
right.
for whatever reason, you know, it's not happening.
Which is why if somebody came pregnant during this season of COVID, that doesn't mean that they're related.
Nope.
You don't just choose to have an 18-year commitment.
No.
On a whim during a pandemic.
Right. No, you usually plan that. And just congratulate them and keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Be elated for them.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Congrats. You guys are going to be great. Yeah. And that's
Sorry,
all.
It's just like one of my pet peeves.
It's one of mine too. And especially.
Like, what the heck? Do you
all
really
of the
think we're that irresponsible?
Like, I mean, yeah, I think that.
Have sex and accidentally. I don't know.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to change our family forever.
Right.
You know, couldn't find anything on Netflix, so I, you know, here we are.
Anyway.
And so that was one of the questions that we wanted to address. I think, is it a boy or a girl? We don't know. We're waiting for that to be a surprise. And it will be a surprise. The way that Jen is carrying the baby, you know, versus some pictures that I've seen of someone pregnant with a girl, someone pregnant with a boy. It looks like a girl
bump.
Pregnancy. Yeah, a girl bump. I was reading this morning, there's a dude named Ludacris who's a... Are you familiar with Ludacris the rapper?
Yeah.
What's your fantasy?
Ludacris.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of a Ludacris verse, but none of them are appropriate. Welcome to Atlanta and Bo's back to the Mackin' and Jackin' the clothes, adolescent packing a foe, a knock on the... Anyway, that was... That was fifth grade for me. But anyway, he said that when you're a girl dad, you pretty much say yes to everything. And I was like, I believe that to be true.
Just I really think they'll melt your heart.
Yeah. There's no... How are you going to say no to a little girl that's can I watch this horrible movie? Because I... Yeah, go ahead. I'll watch it with you. Yes.
No, because you're the popcorn. A little girl, you cannot.
Yeah, no. Hopefully I'll have a backbone. Hopefully. Jen will be the enforcer. I'll just be the, here are some gumdrops and candy.
Yeah.
Love ya.
I do feel like that is a real thing with, like, boy versus girl, though.
Yeah. My dad, I can't remember my dad saying no to my sister about anything.
Yeah.
College, car she wants, whatever. But I get it. I think that your daughter, outside of your wife, is the closest, you know, female relationship, you know, huh?
And it's the closest thing to your wife.
Right. So you can see some of, you know, your wife, your person in this daughter. So you're just like, girl, I love you too.
Yeah.
I love your mom, but I love you too. So anyway, don't know. It's going to be a surprise gender wise.
That looks like a fire up ahead.
It does. We're going to investigate. That's what happens when you're in Car Pod DM. You come with us wherever we may go.
There's like a plume of smoke ahead.
Yeah, it's a lot too.
Interesting.
So anyway, we answered questions in the beginning, which was fun. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we had our friends Cotter and Emily helping us with the behind the scenes stuff. So Cotter was on a camera and he would zoom in and, you know, have it. He was just working the camera and also would wake up camera two because I went to sleep oftentimes. But he was helping with that, but also grabbing presents and bringing them to us. And then his wife...
His exercise.
Certainly. And then his wife, Emily, was writing down who got us what so that Jen... but when I say we, I mean Jen, will come up with some thank you cards for these folks, as well as she was reading the chat and we were able to interact with people. We drive slow. Oh, it's on purpose.
Oh, it's a contained fire.
Yeah, he's throwing stuff on it. That is smoky, though. I'm not gonna lie.
That's how they do it, though. Out
true.
Out
here in the sticks, out here in the country. So yeah, so they were super helpful. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate the help. Honestly, I don't think we could have done it well without them.
Yeah, I know they were a great help.
Yeah, she was monitoring the stream too, so she was letting us know when the video played or if our voices went out or whatever it was. So it was great. So we did that. And then within the whole with the whole baby shower, played the announcement video that we put up, to announce that we were having a baby. And that was really fun to shoot and to see again, cause hadn't seen it in a while. And, also put together a new video because we surprised both of our families, minus mm-hmm. Joe, because he wasn't around. Shout out to Joe. And our friends, some of our close friends, we surprised them via recording them through video. And it was sweet to see the reactions again.
Yeah, very sweet.
So all of that, and then we opened presents. And what Jen said, and you know, unbeknownst to me, she said that we got probably 95% of all the things that were on there.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, like they say to register for two times the amount of guests that you're inviting. So we invited 83 people or something like that. So I put like 175 gifts on there thinking like, oh, people will get like multiples likely because some things are like $8.99 on Amazon.
Right.
Now. And we got like 140 out of...
Oh my goodness.
How many did I say we registered for?
80 people, so you said double that, yeah. So 160.
Like, I did, like, one. There's, like, 174 gifts, and, like, 140 of them were purchased.
My goodness. Yeah. Shout out to you guys.
So crazy.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, I genuinely thought that it would be, like, 40 things, which would have been awesome as well.
Yeah. Yeah, to see how generous people have been, and to see who has been generous, you know, not to, you know, call nobody out, but our friend, see what I did there, our friend Holly, her dad bought us, like, a really expensive thing that was on the list, the mattress pad, correct?
Yes. The and mattress, the whole mattress.
That was, like, out of nowhere, and I'm just his daughter's friend,
right, exactly,
from college.
Exactly.
And it was a $300 mattress.
That's
so
right.
Just out of nowhere. So I, once again, super thankful for the help to make the shower happen. Super thankful for all the people that came. And you said this morning that you got all these text messages from folks.
Yeah, so many people had tuned in and watched it. Like Alexis, she's out of town right now.
Yeah.
She watched it yesterday afternoon. And
that's kind.
Just things like that is so cool to hear that people, like, tuned in and watched it and then they enjoyed it. And it's just so cool. And we thought people would, like, bounce off during the
That's what I thought.
Gift time. But it yeah. was, like, steady.
Oh, yeah. The whole time. There's, like, a 25
yeah,
to
like
30
watch
people.
Watch parties happening. Like,
which is sweet.
My family had one and... Actually, I think that's the only one, but, like, still so cute to think, like, oh, they were all sitting around the living room and my mom sent me photos.
That's sweet, yeah. And our nieces got dressed up, which was kind. Moss and Claire bought a cake to celebrate,
yeah,
which is kind.
Holly and her sister had a little watch party.
Yeah.
Christina. So that was really cool. It's just cool to hear, I don't know, other people, like, hype about it for us. And it's such a weird time to have a baby shower. Because there's, like, shower etiquette both for weddings and babies.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to go against everything that's etiquette when you do a virtual shower just because there are really no rules. But it really turned out super, super well.
I was amazed. My fear was that... So yesterday was Sunday, and we had the shower at 4. So a few hours earlier, I was doing the production stuff for church. And it pretty much crashed and burned is how it felt for me.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel like, number one, I suck at my job. And number two, I thought this is a precursor for the baby shower. It's going to also crash and fail because I'm using the same program,
right?
A similar switcher, all of that. So I was like, it's gonna go terribly. But something that me and it went fantastic. Something that me and Jen have been doing since dating is that when I get overwhelmed or I'm frustrated or I'm fixated on a particular problem, I physically ball my fist up so yeah. that I'm metaphorically, like, squeezing and squishing all of the anger and frustration. And we would do this when we got into disagreements with one another as well. We would kind of hold hands and squish it up.
Yeah.
And then
just release it.
I physically put the window down, or I'll throw yeah. There have been times where I'll throw it out the front door.
Shut the door really fast.
Yeah, and so it doesn't creep back in.
Yeah, so it doesn't come back in.
And I think that is a physical way to mentally throw away, like, I'm just not going to dwell on this thing anymore. And so we did that on the way there. I think I screamed into it as well.
Yeah. I feel like that'll be a good little exercise for our kids.
Yes.
Like, okay, how do you feel? These are very big feelings, which
yep.
are great. That's fine.
Yep.
And when you're ready, we're going to ball them up.
And we're going to
throw them out.
We're
going to
throw it out the window. And I can just imagine,
yeah.
can you imagine, like, our kid's like a lawyer or something like that, and it's a heated, you know, a heated thing in the courtroom,
you
and they're like, sir, if you could excuse me for just a moment.
He opens the office
opens
window.
It and throws it out.
Like, what did
it's
you
like,
just
hey,
do?
It's like, hey, dude's kind of weird. It's like, oh, it's just something that's what my parents do. It's like,
yeah.
how often? Well, my dad was very angry, so we just kept
quite
the windows
often.
Of the house open.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I
so
I feel like it's a good little exercise.
I think
because
so, too.
We worked through the feelings. Like,
yes.
yesterday after church, we, like, vented about it for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't just, like, irrationally ball it up and throw it out and act like it didn't happen.
Right.
It's, like, process it. But then there comes a time where it's processed, and we just need to now let it go.
Yeah. And dwelling on it wasn't going to be helpful.
Exactly.
So threw that joint out the window, got home, got the like the stream situation all together, figured out some audio issues, got our mics set up, all of that.
Did you make our video public this morning?
Yeah, it's been public. Why?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was public.
But like on our YouTube channel?
It's public as soon as it finished streaming, doing its thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And why? Did somebody say something about
it? No, I just got a notification that we posted a new video.
Oh. No, I wasn't anticipating it.
It makes sense because I told people they could watch it after the fact.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Makes sense.
So
yeah,
it makes sense that it be up for a little while.
And I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
To bring things to proverbial close, at the end of the shower, I just looked over all the things that people had gotten us and was just beyond grateful. How people kind of showed up and
we
supported.
We put things like, because we had so many Amazon boxes in our house, probably like 75, I would say.
Yeah.
And then last night we like put everything into like little categories because we're gonna make a YouTube video.
That's the idea. No, you're fine. You're fine. That's the idea that I said. Jen had a great idea. So
yeah.
I'll let you take it away from here. We're getting close to the church, so we got to bring this. I got to land this ship.
Yeah, that's true.
But after looking at all of these gifts, Jen turns to me and says, "All right, now hear me out, and I'll let you take it away."
So I want to do like a baby shower like haul because I have put so much time and research into everything that was on our baby registry that I just think that it would be really cool to do like a here's everything that we registered for and here's everything that we got. And then, like, in, like, 3 months, 4 months when, like, the baby is, like, a little bit more grown, say, like, the things that we've loved using,
mm-hmm.
the things that we've really enjoyed, or the things that we're like, oh, we thought we would use this, but we really don't.
True.
To, like, help others make, like, the best decision for them and their family.
Yeah.
So, last night when we got everything out of the boxes, we just had it, like, all laying on the bed, and there was so much stuff. And then we put like items like baby like health stuff like nail clippers and hair combs and stuff all in a box. And like all the boxes are just overflowing with stuff. And it's just so crazy to think that like people got those things for us for our baby. It's
yeah.
So crazy.
And went out of their way to get things that they knew we wanted, you know, via the registry. So,
yeah,
I think that that's a great idea, Jen, by the way, to put something together to help. Because Jen took this very seriously because it's people that we know and care about spending money that they otherwise wouldn't have to spend.
People spending money on things that we won't use or like.
Yeah. We don't want our family and friends wasting money on some stuff that's going to break or that's not quality. So Jen did a wild amount of research, a crazy amount.
All the things?
Yeah, to the point where... you know, she was like, this is great and this is also great, but which one's better? So,
yes.
A kind compliment that Emily gave to Jen was like, our friend Emily is pregnant. So the Emily and Cotter that was helping us with the shower, she's pregnant. And she said, I just went through your registry and said, all right, add. Take that and this and that and this.
Because she said, I know that you've researched everything that's on here. And that is so true.
And so I think that you could be that for some other folks out there, too, who just don't know where to start. And if folks trust you and trust your, you know, judgment and quality, then they're going to get some great quality products. So I'm thankful that you are attentive to detail in that way. And I think it'll be helpful for people. So I'm looking forward to making that video.
Yeah, I think it would be so good.
I also think, and this is kind of on in the same vein, but not necessarily, I really do think that when we were doing the daily, not daily vlogging, but we were doing like a vlog thing a week, it was difficult to come up with content because we were like, all right, like what do people want to see or what could we possibly do? But I feel like when you are a new parent.
Yeah, there's so much.
Yeah, I feel like the content is just there.
Right.
So in the back of my mind a little bit, I've just kind of been waiting for that. And not to say that this season has been boring. Like there's not anything that we could have recorded or put together now. But I think that, and I'm hoping that this content will present itself, yep. and I'm hoping that I'm able to capture, capture that. And prayerfully, the hope is to be helpful to other people, the same way that you said you watched a crazy amount of haul videos and, read articles and watched.
But none of them are like. No judgment. Everybody has a different style and different, like, how they're going to raise their kid.
Right.
But I feel like our approach is, like, I don't want any butt cream with any, like, chemicals in it. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I can go to Target and buy one, but there's other companies that make, like, all natural butt cream.
Yeah.
So I want to have, like, that's what I'm trying to say. I couldn't find any, like, natural baby hauls.
I see.
So that's what I'm trying to... That's the market I'm trying to reach.
I got you.
I don't know if that sounds silly, but...
And I think that there is a market out there because I don't think that you're the only person looking for those things. Mm-hmm. The same way that there probably is a market for this micro nursery, patent pending, on that name. You said that Brigida, it's a gal that goes to church with us, a different campus, but the same, you know, situation. And she was saying that their daughter slept in their closet for months, correct?
Yeah. They had the same situation. So, yeah, the little micro nursery.
Yeah.
Super cute.
I just think that this child will be, not that we're trying to exploit this baby out here for views or nothing like that, but I think that the same way that we have been able to be helpful in our own way by, you know, just the research and what that we've done, I think we'll be able to be that for, you know, more people than just folks that know us really well. Yeah, so
that's the goal.
I look forward to being able to be helpful in that way.
Me too.
And I also think that it'd be cool to, another great idea, Jen was just knocking these ideas out of the park. She said it'd be cool to host other people's virtual baby showers because not everyone has the equipment. Or the know-how to make it happen.
Lord
so
knows you got the equipment.
Okay, easy.
Just kidding.
All right, that has been another episode of Carpod DM. I'm your host, Nate. Follow me on Instagram, @NateLovesJen. Follow my wife, Jen, on Instagram, @NateLovesJen. Subscribe if you haven't already.
@JenLovesNate.
What did I say? @JenLovesNate. Oh, heavens to Betsy. You know I'm dyslexic. Feel free to give us a review, 5 stars if you'd be so kind. Any closing words, Jen?
Nope. Just be watching out on the tubes, I guess.
Yeah, watch out on the tubes. But I'm not going to put anything out for a minute. Maybe just a video of us thanking our family. All right. Love you guys. Bye.